Monday, January the 12th, 98.
Yes, I couldn't see that the plants and animals would have an intelligence of the right order to do the changes which are required.
You are not quite right, my friend, in saying this. Energy is intelligence.
There is
an intelligence in energy. Otherwise, how could it be used?
I thought energy must have an intelligence.
Yes.
Which, of course, we can't understand.
Not in the sense you would understand, of course, but energy does have intelligence. It has to.
I thought so, good. So my thinking wasn't far off then?
No, just a little wayward, but you are on the correct path.
Mm-hmm.
Has that helped you to understand?
Yes, it has. Well, that is the answer. I came to the conclusion myself that the changes must be due to intelligence in the energy behind those changes.
Energy and intelligence, but utilized by those who oversee.
Good.
That is important.
Yes, well, that certainly does answer the whole thing. And it clears it for me.
Good.
Thank you very much indeed for that. I think it's given everybody here a better insight into evolution, hasn't it?
Yes.
It has me.
Your knowledge of energy will increase as we come together more often. But we must, as I have told you, go slowly with it.
Yes, we do understand. Thank you for that answer. It helps me a lot.
Do we have one more?
Any more questions?
Perhaps I could ask one about the Hindu religion, which seems to me, certainly in a number of places, to be, or to have a very gentle character. And I think Krishna must have been a very remarkable master who came to Earth to teach. Is there anything you would wish to tell us about Krishna?
You would like the personal details, I hope you know. Can I say this to you? Those you term masters who walk upon your world are not special souls. They are souls who come to your world to do a task of work, no matter where or who they come for. Human beings always need to find themselves, to be idolaters of people. It is unnecessary, my friend. And although I am aware of whom you speak, do not look upon these, I use your words again, masters, as special souls. They are not in our world. They are spirits who have come to do a task of work. It may be that their knowledge is extensive, that they bring to this world that knowledge does not make them special. So, in saying these words, I do not want to set apart one being from another, whether it be any religious person, or whether it be the holy man in the street who has much knowledge, they should not be separated as better people. If you seek more knowledge upon this subject, I will see if more can be given to you on another occasion.
Okay. Thank you. It's been very tempting to hold on admiration for the work that, the job that these people have done.
Of course, you can admire, but what I say to you is do not hold them as special. They are not. They would not want you to do this. They come to your world to help, to bring knowledge, and to live the lives that they have chosen. Always remember, no matter what human being, whatever their task be on this earthly plane, they have chosen to come here.
Yes, I reminded myself of that a lot. Because an education itself, that particular lesson you gave us. And I think, George, if we idolize or elevate the importance of the others too much, we could be denying the very thing they are coming to teach.
Well, of course.
That we are all in the same boat, learning the same thing in different degrees.
Thank you for your teaching on that point.
Your respect for greater knowledge is understandable. I do not wish to seem to dispute any respect you hold for another human being. Of course, you must offer love, and you must respect all of mankind. But do not revere them. Do not put them upon a pedestal. That is not what they would desire. Do you understand, yes, my friend?
Yes, I'll follow that. Thank you. Thank you very much.
But I will see if more knowledge can be brought to you, if it is of interest. But not because you think of these people as being special. That is not our task.
Yeah.
All souls are equal.
On that subject, George once had admitted with us, that's what has annoyed me quite a lot about the adulation that's given to Sai Baba.
It matters not to what religion, what nationality, anyone who walks upon this earthly plane is spirit. Always focus, dear friends, upon this fact, and then you will truly be enlightened as to what that being is trying to achieve. They come not for glorification. If they do, then they have undone the good that they try to achieve.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You personally have told us often enough, quite nicely, that you don't require our thanks for what you do.
Thanks is not necessary, dear friends. After all, as I have said, we choose to come because it is our desire. Our desire to extend love and knowledge to you. We choose the situations which we return to. Therefore, why should we expect things?
No, you and I quite understand why you don't expect them. I don't expect them for the healing we do here, nor do the other healers. But from the other side of the coin, being humans, it gives us pleasure to let you know that we do appreciate what you do.
Of course, but what you must not do is to focus too much upon that things.
No.
In giving thanks, you are extending your love energy.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it is accepted. But what I say to you is, once it is offered, then let it go.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we understand. Okay.
You understand.
Yes, we do. Thank you very much for what you told us. As usual, it gives us a great deal to think about.
When I speak to you, dear friends, you must understand that all questions and answers are never how you would term black or white. There are too many instances of people saying it must be this or it must be that.
Mm-hmm.
You are living on this earthly planet is not that simple.
No.
I do think that you are beginning to come to that realization, and that each question brings forth another question or another answer. For another question.
You're quite right.
And so we continue onwards, and so we grow in knowledge. That is as it should be.
Yes, and you're certainly learning that sentiment.
That is my desire for you, that slowly we build to an understanding where such questions would fall into place before even you ask the question.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, we do. Yes, you showed us that several times in getting my questions before I've spoken them.
Yes. But is it not good that you ponder these things correctly?
Oh, it is. Yes. It certainly is.
Yes. There is much within your world that must be corrected.
Mm-hmm.
Too much has been said and misunderstood that now we are moving into a time of greater consciousness. The time is right that these wrongs be put to rights.
Yes. And it's certainly beginning to show on our planet.
Who must we thank but each individual who has that thought pattern of needing more knowledge, and so goes forward in their thinking. As each individual on the planet reaches this state, then we begin to see the surges of higher consciousness throughout the planet.
We are very glad that we are doing our little part towards this, because it's so necessary for the world.
Fear not, dear friends. Your world is moving now in the right direction. Always there is so much doom and gloom. If only the power of your thoughts were used more positively, then you would be aware that this is being dispelled all over this planet. Slowly, slowly.
Before you go, I do want to thank you for what you told us about the problem with my neighbors being sorted. Twice you told us it would be sorted. And I do thank you for that, because it has been a very nice couple, and the gentleman is now coming here for healing.
I have to say, I was aware of your doubts, but that is why it was necessary to tell you on more than one occasion.
Yes, and I'm sure you knew what was going to happen anyway.
I would not be here, would I?
No.
If I did not have that knowledge, I would not tell you if it were not about to happen.
Of course you wouldn't know. It's turned out very nicely, thank you.
Yes. Now, I will leave you this time, my dear friends, until we meet next time. We ask that all of you be encompassed in love, be given upliftment, and to have knowledge of your own spiritual selves in order that you can use it for the betterment of others.
Thank you, and our love lives with you. I'll be with you. Thank you. For being with us. Did you find it difficult to come?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I got myself a bit stuck.
Did you? Never mind, you're here now. You feel more comfortable in a moment, I expect.
Yes. It be easier than it was.
Sometimes it is. Don't blame yourself. Sometimes the conditions aren't as good as on other times. That's why I wasn't able to help the instrument much.
I knew you was here, I just couldn't get through.
Yeah. As I say, don't blame yourself, it's not your fault, I'm sure. Thank you for making the effort and being determined about it.
Yes. I'm always determined.
Good.
Nothing else, I'm determined.
I'm sure you're many other things too.
You are. I don't know you, do I?
No.
No?
No, I don't know you, I think. You've not been here before, have you?
No, don't think so.
And you're very welcome anyway. My friends and myself are very glad to have you with us.
You are?
Yes, we are. We're sorry it was so difficult for you tonight.
No, don't be sorry, it's my fault.
No, never mind, we won't argue about that. You're here, that's the main thing. We were told in the beginning of the meeting that conditions weren't good.
Oh, I see. Nobody wanted to tell me that, did they?
So that's why I said don't blame yourself.
I see.
In fact, you've probably done a very good job in coming at all.
I see.
Conditions weren't good.
Anyway, I'm Ernest. Who are you?
You're Ernest. I'm Leslie.
Oh, pleased to meet you, Leslie.
Nice to meet you. Nice to shake hands, Ernest.
Yes.
That's it. Nice strong handshake.
Yes.
Good. You want the names of all my other friends? There's Sue next to you.
Sue.
And then there's Margaret. And then George.
George.
Sarah.
Good old name, George.
Good old British name.
Yes.
Then there's Sarah. That's a good biblical name.
Yes.
And the Sally.
Sally.
And Lillian.
Good evening. Yeah, I like the sound of that voice.
Now you know us all by name anyway.
Yeah, there's one more.
Oh, Dawn, sorry, yes.
Hello.
Sorry, Dawn, I forgot you.
What?
I just didn't forget you, I just slipped over you.
Yes,
of course.
Right, it's got good names.
Mm-hmm.
These are all good people, I hope.
They are, they better be. Yeah, they are very, very good people and do a lot of good work.
If I seem a bit slow, it's because I'm still a bit puzzled as to why I've come.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. Take your time.
I'll be with you shortly.
Yes. Don't let it worry you. I'm sure you will.
Yes.
I'm going to put my hand on your back there. That might help. Sometimes it does. Gives you a little more energy.
A little more something or other. Yeah. Oh yes, now it's becoming clearer to me.
Good.
Yes. Can you hear Wally in the background?
No.
Can you?
No, not yet. No.
He's clicking, he is.
Is he?
Yeah.
Wally, did you say?
Yes, trying to come in. And he's not allowed.
Does he want to come?
Yeah.
He's not going to push you out, is he?
No.
Good.
Not now I've made all this effort.
No, I shouldn't think so either.
I know what I've come for.
Good. That's fine.
Right. I think you all think you know what will happen when you die.
Well, we...
And I'm here to tell you that you probably don't.
Yes, we've all got different ideas, I'm sure.
Yeah. Most people... happen when you die.
Well, we...
And I'm here to tell you that you probably don't.
Yes, we've all got different ideas, I'm sure.
Yeah. Most people do. But it's usually different from what they expect. Or who they expect. Because you all know you're going to be met by somebody, don't you?
That's right.
But yes. It's not always who you think.
No, it's not always relatives. It's because of the emotion.
Yes. And not only the emotion, it's not always true what you feel while you're living here.
No.
You might think it is, but it's not always. So sometimes it might be a bit of a shock.
Yes.
Well... Don't worry, because there's people like me standing by to help.
Good.
Okay.
That's fine.
Especially when we've made some physical contact while you're still alive. But you know all that, I'm being told.
Yes, we
do. Somebody's saying, don't keep going over old ground. I get bored.
No, we shan't. So you might be there to meet one of us.
Well, not meet you, but I might be standing by. That's my job, you see.
Right.
Helping in the beginning.
So, what does happen when we come over to you then? We're met by somebody.
Depends what you expect. Depends on your last minutes. Depends on what you believe.
Yes.
And it depends who wants to meet you. Whether they've got other things to be doing.
Yes.
I don't mean that.
They couldn't have anything better to do than meet us.
Well, let me tell you, that's not true.
I'm sure it isn't.
Not that I want to disappoint you or anything, but that's not quite true.
No. I'm sure they have better things to do.
But if they love you, yes, they'll meet you when the time's right.
So, somebody meets us, and then what do they do with us?
It depends on you. Again, it depends on you and the conditions in which you come to us.
Yes.
If it's been a long illness, then you'll probably awake in one of our hospitals.
Yes, and they're very nice, I've been showing them.
Are you? Or were you on a trip in the low tap?
Lovely then.
Yes. But of course, if that happens, then you'll have many loved ones around you.
Of course.
Who'll be helping to bring you back to full strength.
Yes. That's right.
Because that's a natural progress of somebody who loves you. But you'll be well protected if that's the case. But the most dramatic moment is the moment when you see everything before you.
Yes, when we see our own lives.
That's
yes.
The dramatic part of any passing. And that's why we have people such as myself to stand by, to offer help, if we need it. Only if we need it.
And to help us overcome the shock of what we've done.
To help buffet you and to surround you and help you over probably the shock. Because most people are shocked at what they haven't done.
Quite. What they haven't done more than what they have done.
Yes, it's not what they have done, but what they haven't done. And all their missed opportunities.
Yes. That could be a shock.
It's a very big shock, I tell you. And of course, it's very traumatic for many. There's many tears, because we do have tears.
Yes.
It's not all happiness to begin with.
No.
But that soon dispels, and you go on to where you should belong.
Mm-hmm. And my friends and I all know that we only go to a place suitable that we have earned.
Yeah, oh yes, yes. You can only go to what you're entitled to.
That's right.
Yes, yes. And I have to tell you that there's places that you wouldn't want to know about. But I'm not coming here to frighten you. Because none of you will be going there if I can help you.
Good.
Thank you.
That's comforting to know.
Yes. The Lady Dawn doesn't sound too sure. Don't you worry, my dear. I'll take your arm, don't you worry.
Thank you.
Yes. Never mind. Anyway.
And then we go to whatever place has been prepared for us.
Not straight away. You could meet other people you've known first.
Mm-hmm.
Before that takes place, there's no set pattern. That's something else I've come to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
There's too many stories about this, that, and the other happening. Remember that you're all very individual people.
That's right.
And as such, you're dealt with in that way. There are certain factors which must be dealt with, of course, but it depends what your desire and your expectation is.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me?
Yes, we do, Ernest. Thank you.
Yeah, Ernest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, it's interesting what you're telling us.
You remember that before you pass, in most cases, that people are waiting for you.
That's the main thing, isn't
it? Yes, people are waiting there for you. So it's only right, if that is what you're entitled to, that your loved ones meet you at some stage.
Yes. And then after that, it's just like going, obviously, into a new place of existence.
Probably one of your loved ones will introduce you to your new place of abode.
Yes. Which they will no doubt have got ready for us.
Yes.
According to the materials we have sent them.
It all depends on how you've lived your lives.
That's it.
Yes.
That's what I mean. If we don't send them the physically spiritual material, they can't prepare a place for us.
Of course not. Of course not.
And,
I wish more people could understand that. Yes.
Only a few evenings ago here I had somebody investigating their work, and he was surprised when I told him it wasn't all roses, milk and honey there.
If you think that, then I'm afraid you're in for a big shock.
They are, I know. That's what I tell them.
Yes. People expect everything to change, when in fact very little changes to begin with.
No.
You'll still be you, just without your old body.
That's it. And personality continues just as it is here.
Yes. Same as I've still got mine, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I still use my old name when I come back, but
yes, you don't need to use that where you are, though.
No. But you don't forget it, do you?
No, you don't.
That's what I came to tell you. Don't have any set ideas, and you'll accept those conditions much more readily.
I am right, though, I think, in saying that the soul can reproduce the physical body without any complaints or illnesses or diseases, that sort of thing. But the spiritual replica of the physical body for recognition purposes.
Of course, yes. Yes, that's the power of the thought.
Yes.
That is spirit, it's thought. A land of thought. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone can manage to capture that to begin with. It takes time sometimes to discard that old body.
Mm-hmm.
To realize that you don't need a voice and you don't need physical things.
No, we do a lot of rescue work here. The people who are in that condition.
Oh, I see. That's very good work. That's very good work.
You do a great deal of it here.
Yes.
Yeah, we're pleased to be able to.
Yes, there's lots of it needed, I'm told. Yes, yes.
There certainly are some poor souls over there in need of help.
Yes, we have those who help, those in need on my side of life.
Mm-hmm.
Of course there is, there's got to be. Otherwise we'd be in a poor way, wouldn't we?
We certainly would.
Yeah.
We've all got to help each other, haven't we? In whatever way we can.
Yes, of course you must. Of course you must. That's what it's all about.
Well, how do you spend your time mainly, Ernestine? What do you do?
I've just said I'm there to help those newcomers.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's telling me you've been told before.
Yes.
That going through the tunnel.
That's right.
That there's shadows, recognizable shadows. Sometimes that's part of my duty as well.
Is it?
But mainly I'm at the, how shall we say, the other end of the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
When you've arrived.
When you come through it.
The confusion and the traumatic experiences, I'm there to help and guide and protect.
Mm-hmm. Yes, somebody told us that they show themselves as lights in the tunnel.
Yes, but sometimes souls recognize them as outlines of people.
Yes.
It depends on their own spiritual knowledge, of mm-hmm. course. But yes, it's visible within that tunnel of light. Yes. Yes. So that's mainly my task.
And everybody has to go through that tunnel, irrespective of the way in which they pass?
Not always.
Not always.
That's the main function of passing. It depends if it's a dramatic, sudden passing, then it could be that they just find themselves on the inside.
Yeah, I wondered about that.
Yeah. It's not all. It depends if it's a sudden death, unexpected death for that person, then they may just be confronted by someone who's waiting for them.
Mm-hmm. And then comes the difficulty of persuading them.
Yes. At least if you're traveling through the tunnel of love, then you're being prepared for that transition.
That's right.
But no, that's what I say. You shouldn't expect just one happening.
No.
Because there's many ways of passing.
Of course, we don't know in what way we are going when the time comes.
No, so don't be surprised.
No.
Don't be surprised and don't have fixed ideas about what should happen.
Gives us a lot to think about and adds to our knowledge considerably.
Good.
So if you hear a shouting for you, you know who it is.
Oh, don't all be shouting at once, will you?
Well, I don't suppose we'll all go at once.
Well, I hope not.
I hope not, anyway.
I don't mind keeping busy, but that's ridiculous.
That's a bit much.
Yeah. Yes. Anyway, I'll I wish you all good luck in your lives, and I hope that you carry on to the very best of your abilities.
You should do that.
That's all you can do. You can't do more. Just try your very best.
Not at all.
Yes.
Just as you did tonight in coming through.
Yes. With a lot of difficulty.
But you surmounted them.
Yes.
You're glad you did, I hope.
I'm pleased to have spoken to you all. Yes. Yes.
It must be very nice to have you asked. And we do thank you a lot.
Thank you for allowing me here.
It's our pleasure to have you. I love you as with you, Alice.